Today on the Pastor's Study, we're going to be in 1 Corinthians chapter 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 8. I want us to look at one verse together, verse number 3 of 1 Corinthians chapter 8. The Word of God says this, "But if any man love God, the same is known of him." Again, "But if any man love God, the same is known of him." Today's study is entitled, "Do People Know That You Love God?" Do people know that you love God? Do people that you come in contact with know that you love God? Does your family, friends, neighbors, people you work with know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you love Almighty God? How can people know if you love God or not? This is what I want us to find out in our study today. First of all, people know that you love God by your conversation. First, people know that you love God by your conversation. If you love someone, then you're always talking about them. If you are married, have children or grandchildren, you're always pulling out of your wallet a picture of your spouse or your children or grandchildren, amen, and showing everyone their picture. And if you have older children, amen, then you're always bragging about their accomplishments. For example, where they went to college or what job or position that they have. It's the same with God. If you love God, then you are always talking about him, amen? Talking about how great he is and what he has done for you. How he has gotten you through trial after trial after trial, amen? How he is ever faithful to you. And how he has never, ever let you down. And that you can always count on him. If it wasn't for the fact that he sacrificed his only begotten son to pay for your sin, then you would be a hell-bound sinner, amen, instead of a sinner saved by the grace of God on his way to heaven, amen. This is what you can tell people about your God, amen, if you love him, amen. People can know that you love God by your conversation. My friend, when is the last time that you bragged on the Lord Jesus Christ to someone? Amen. Either saved or unsaved. Amen. When's the last time? Oh, you may have bragged about your job promotion. Amen. Or the accomplishments of your children. Amen. Or maybe the new car that you bought or the new home or whatever it is. But when is the last time that you bragged to someone about the Lord Jesus Christ? My friend, every one of us that is a saved, born-again child of God has at least one thing that we can boast about and give glory to, and that is God. The Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 2, verse 17, "Makest thy boast of God." And he said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, in verse 31, Paul wrote, "He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." And then he repeated again in the 2 Corinthians, the second letter, second epistle to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 17. Paul wrote, "He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." So number one, people know that you love God by your conversation. Second, people know that you love God by your contribution, amen? Your contribution. If you love someone, then you love to give them things, amen? You support them financially. You support your family if you love them. You provide them food and shelter and clothing. And if you had children, you provide them an education. You leave them an inheritance. Amen. You remember their birthdays. And if you're married, you remember your wedding anniversary. People see, in other words, that you take care of your family and you love them, as evidenced by the clothes they wear, the home that you provide, the fact there's always plenty of food on the table to eat. It's the same with God. If you love God, then you will show that love by supporting God's work. Amen. People will see that you love God by how you support God's servant, the pastor. Amen. Oh, there is many a servant of God, many a pastor that's going without. And what a poor reflection upon the members of that church. Amen. The pastor and his family are to be supported by the gospel. Paul wrote, if you're going to preach the gospel, you should be supported by the gospel. Amen. People see how much you love God by how you support God's man, the pastor. Amen. Your pastor shouldn't be going around in an old beat-up car. Amen. And his family looking like they came out of a Salvation Army bin. Amen. No, people know how you love God by how you support God's servant, the pastor, and how you support God's sanctuary, the church. Amen. That's right. How does the church appear? I'm not talking about you have to have some grandiose building, amen, to show your love for God. But how do you care for it, amen? Maybe the carpet's worn. Maybe you need to put in a new carpet, amen. But those things cannot be done unless God's people support God's sanctuary. And when you see a church that's neat and tidy, amen, and clean, amen, that shows that you put money into God's sanctuary, God's church, amen, that you love God, amen. People will see that you love God not only by how you support God's servant, the pastor, God's sanctuary, the church, but also God's saints, missionaries, and brothers and sisters in Christ, amen. Mission giving is the lifeblood of the local New Testament church. You should be supporting missionaries, amen. And if you're not, shame on you. You're stingy, you're greedy, you're nothing but a cheapskate Christian, amen. And a brother and sister in Christ should not have to go to the world, amen, if they have a legitimate need. I'm not talking about some of these fakers that hop from church to church just to see how much they can get out of a church or Christians, amen. I'm talking about a legitimate need, amen. A brother and sister in Christ who has been faithful over the years that have come upon hard time, amen. We should support them, amen. Praise the Lord. There are many reasons. There are many reasons. That's right. Many reasons, amen, that Christians are having financial problems. But it all boils down to one, I believe, and that's holding back on their giving to Almighty God. That's the main reason many Christians are having financial problems, because they're holding back on their giving to God. And that's right. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, "He which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully." The reason God is not blessing your finances is because you're nothing, amen, you're nothing but a cheap skate Christian, amen. Maybe that's why you can't find a good job, amen. Are you having car trouble? It's always breaking down, and you're always paying out money, amen. You say you can't afford it? You say you cannot afford to give to God, to the work of God? Well, let me tell you something. Why don't you try giving up that cable TV, bless God? And that would free up at least $30 a month for the Lord's work, bless God. Amen? Do you have guts enough to do it? Amen? Shouldn't have the cable TV anyways. Amen? Oh, there's plenty of places that Christians waste their money. And instead, it should be going to the Lord's work. Is that not right? See, we can't outgive God. As fast as we shovel it out, he shovels it back in. And God has a bigger shovel than we'll ever have. Amen? That's right. If you love someone, not only will you contribute or spend your money on them, but also spend or contribute your time with them. My friend, if you love God, then you spend your time in supporting the activities of the church. Not just the bellyship, but also the activities that try to win souls and invite people to our church, amen, or your church. Christians spend hours upon hours in front of a boob tube watching television program after television program, watching sporting event after sporting event, or watching their kid play in some sporting event, or go to a flea market, but they cannot show up at church once in a while on a Saturday for a couple of hours to go out in the neighborhoods and compel the lost to come in. So we see number two. Amen. We saw how people can know that you love God by your conversation. Number two, people know that you love God by your contribution. Number three, people know that you love God by your consecration. In other words, people know that you love someone by your devotion to them. Amen. People can be devoted also to many causes, amen. Often we see people spending a Sunday afternoon walking for their particular cause, be it to fight breast cancer, to fight hunger, amen, to fight discrimination. A man who is devoted to his family, amen, is called a devoted family man. In Acts 10, we have a man named Cornelius. And if you read the description in Acts 10, he was very religious. And because of that, he was called a devout man. A person who loves God is devoted to God. And people can see that you love God, amen, each Wednesday evening, Sunday morning, Sunday evening, that you get in your car to come to church. Amen. And people know not to call you at certain times because they know that you will be in church because you love God, because you are devoted to Almighty God and the things of God. Amen. People can see you love God by how much time that you devote to reading and studying His Word. Amen. If you love God, amen, you're devoted to God, you want to know everything about Him. You want to know how to please Him. Amen. And the only way you can find out is by reading and studying His Word. Amen. Because that's where you'll find out about God and what makes Him happy and what pleases Him. Amen. And that should be your desire, my friend. To be consecrated, to be devoted to God. And by that consecration, people can see that you love God. People can see you love God by how much time that you spend on your knees in prayer to Him. You know, it's a sad commentary on Christians that they can be devoted to their favorite television program, sports team, amen, radio or television ministry, or so-called Christian recording artists. But they can't be devoted to God and the things of God. And if you love someone, and you say you love them, and you've devoted to them, you're going to try to please them. When is the last time, my friend, that you did something to please God instead of yourself? You know, that you said to yourself, I want to make God happy. I want to please God. And you set out to do that. Amen. The problem is, most of the time, Christians are walking in the flesh instead of the Spirit. And the Bible tells us very clearly in Romans chapter 8 and verse 8, So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 4 and verse 11 why man was created. In Revelation chapter 4 and verse 11, the Word of God says this, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. And here it is now. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure, amen, they are and were created. You and I were created, my friend, for God's pleasure, amen, to please him. You know, often a person will have pictures of the person or persons that they are devoted to on display in their homes. Young people often have pictures of their idols, amen, be it an athlete or some kind of rock star, plastered on their bedroom walls. I believe as Christians, amen, if we are devoted to God, then we should have not his picture, amen, we should have his scriptures on display in our homes, amen. What a better way to show others that we love him, that we're devoted to him, that we're consecrated, we're set apart for him, by having on display in our homes scripture verses, amen, so people can see where the focus in devotion of your home is, amen. If you are devoted to God, if you're consecrated to God, and you are a husband, according to the Word of God, you're the spiritual head of your household. And you need to each night gather your family together, not around that one-eyed idol, that monster, that TV, that boob tube, but get people around the Word of God in devotion to the Word of God and to God, amen, and have a time of reading of the Scriptures, praying together, and praising Almighty God. And people can see just by that, that you love God, that your family, the focus of your family, the devotion of your family, the center of your family is God, amen. So we've seen so far three things by which people can know that we love God. We saw, first of all, amen, we saw people that can know that you love God, amen, by your conversation, amen, by your conversation. Number two, by your contribution, and we just seen number three, consecration. The last thing that I want us to look at is a fourth thing, and by no ways is this list exhaustive. This is just some things that I give you today. The fourth way that people know that you can love God is by your congregation. Amen. If you love someone, then you want to congregate or hang out with them. Amen. King David said in Psalm 122:1, he said, I was glad. Amen. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. My friend, if you really love God, then you should have the same attitude as David did about coming to the church house, amen, whenever the doors are open, amen. That's right. Because people know you love God by where you hang out. You know, they can say, oh, they won't be home. They're in church. Amen. Let me ask you. Do you brag about your church to other people? I'm not talking about being prideful. Amen. But I'm talking about, you know, you tell them how much you love going to the church because of what you're learning from the Word of God through the teaching and preaching of the man of God. Amen? If you love God, you'll be bragging about your church, about those that you congregate with, about your pastor and fellow church members. Do you invite people to church, amen, to come out on a Sunday to visit? Do you encourage them to say, oh, I want you to come out. You love our church. You love our pastor. You love our church members. Amen. Do you invite people to the special meetings that the church has? Amen. You know, be it a camp meeting, a revival meeting, amen, or whatever it may be. And do you look forward? Do you look forward to being, my friend, with the saints of God, in hearing how they're doing and what their prayer requests are? If you say that you love God, then you should. The Word of God reminds us in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. The verse tells us we are to be in church that much more as the day of the Lord's return approaches, amen. That's right. Many Christians, unfortunately, would rather congregate and promote their lodge, amen, their club, their political party, the United Way or such like organization, than they would the church that they are members of. So what does that tell people? What is that showing them? Amen? That's showing them that you love your lodge, your club, your political party, your charitable organization more than you love God. Amen. So people know that you love God by who you congregate with. Amen. Who you assemble with. Who you hang out with. Amen. And if you say that you love God, then you should be in that church house. Amen. You should be in that church house whenever the doors are open. You should be in that church house whenever there's an activity, a church activity, be it soul winning, going door to door, whatever it is, vacation Bible school, amen. Whatever it is, you need to be in the church house. You need to be with God's people. You need to hang out with God's people. If you say you love God. Amen. I remember before I was saved, I hanged out with certain folks that I don't hang out without anymore. Because you know what? Because I love God. And I don't have a desire anymore to hang out with the crowd that I hung out with before I got saved. I love God, and because I love God, amen, I have a desire to be in the house of God with God's people, preaching and teaching God's word. And what a privilege it is to do that. You know, people are a lot of talk. Amen, especially Christians. And the unsaved are watching you and I, the Christian. And to really see if our talk really walks. In other words, if we're really living what we talk. Amen. If we say, as Christians, that we love God, then people will know it by our conversation. Amen. Who we're talking about. Our conversation, whatever conversation it may be, God should always be a part of that conversation. Thanking God for something, praising Him for something, amen? And people will know that you love God by your conversation. And then people will know that you love God by your contribution. In other words, if you love God, put your money where your mouth is. Contribute to the work of God. Amen. You know, a lot of times people come and ask for donations to different things. And I'll always tell them, my money that God has given me, first of all, it's God's money, goes to the work of God. Amen. That's where my tithe, that's where my offerings go, is to the church house. People know that I love God and know that you love God by your contribution. That's number two. Conversation, contribution, consecration. Who you devoted to and what you're devoted to. People will know that you love God. You know, people spend a lot of money and a lot of time and are devoted to their hobby, whatever it may be. Amen. Model building, amen. Some people like to build model airplanes or whatever it is. And they spend an inordinate amount of time and money and so forth and so on. And they're devoted to that. If you love God, then you're going to be devoted to God and the things of God, amen, and the things that please Him. Then lastly, we saw here today on our study, people know that you love God by your congregation. Who do you hang out with, my friend? If you say that you love God and you're a born-again, blood-bought child of God, then you should be hanging out in the church house with God's people, amen. That's who you should be congregating with you. Shame on you if you're a member of a lodge. Amen. Many of those lodges are of the devil. Amen. And that's another study in itself. Amen. I may bring it out sometime. But the Word of God says, we read it as we began our study, if any man love God, the same is known of him. Now, as I end today, the question I want to ask you, my friend, is this. Do people know that you love God? Do they know? Do they know by your conversation, your contribution, your consecration, or your congregation? And if they don't know that you love God, then why not? Amen. Why not? Obviously, there's some things in your life that you need to change. Amen. Is that right? Isn't that right? Amen? If any man love God, the same is known of him.